Good morning. This Monday, November 21st, 2011. This is that part of the meeting that we consider our preliminary study meeting, where we look over documents that we're going to be perusing throughout the day during the County Commission meeting, which formally will begin at 9 o'clock. Who wants to start on?
Did you do your Jack? Yes.
Danny, you left these down upstairs. Are these yours?
Yeah, they're the same thing.
Okay, did you make any note marks on these yet?
No, I didn't even do it.
Okay.
Just to get the chance. All right.
Guys, we've been getting emails regarding the SURF.
Yes.
And I took one of those bulletins, and the real question is, that has to be determined before the end of this month, I think, is whether or not we're going to change how the 4% contribution is paid in the SURF.
Right.
Currently, it's the employees, unless you all anticipate that's going to be the county. What I did was just initial that it would remain the same.
Yeah. Do we need to take action or not?
I don't think so. We just need to. We just need to notify.
Are you speaking? Have you signed up?
I didn't sign up.
You didn't sign up. I signed.
Okay. I don't think that's even necessary. I just wanted Donna to know.
Yeah, that's right. We're going to initial that because
there's a red pen. If you want to use it.
Yep.
I'll give you.
We'll ask, and if she needs something formal, then we'll do it that way.
Yeah, I'm not planning. I don't.
Now, what would you say it was?
I put, this is the SURF contribution, and by the end of the month, we need to make a decision as to whether or not employees are going to continue paying the 4%. It's going to be higher, the county's going to pay it, et cetera.
Oh.
And what I put on there, that it would basically remain the same. Were you all here this morning for public comment?
The three of us are.
Okay. Then if three of you are going to speak, I'll need all three of you to sign. Oh, okay. We'll get to you in short order.
Okay. I think two of us are going to speak.
That'd be all right. I don't think it's fair. I think you need to make him speak, too.
He owns property there, but he don't actually live there. So he hasn't seen what we're talking about.
Okay.
Just what we
But
have.
I own one of the
owner's property there.
What we can do, just as a way of edification for you during public comment, is listen but not respond. But we can, in fact, get back to you later. Had you been on the agenda to speak today? Had you been, then we would have been able to converse about whatever the issue is. But during public comment, we'll take note of whatever it is that you bring up, and
okay.
We'll move from there, just so that you're aware if we look like three non-responsive dummies sitting up here. What?
No, we're not aware of this.
If you gentlemen would like coffee, there's coffee over in the treasurer's office.
Well, we brought some. I didn't know if it's all right to bring it in here.
It's all right.
Kind of snuck it in.
Is it proper for me just to drop off some documents for y'all to review at some point?
You bet.
You and I have met before with Terry Spiron got the possibility of we own a duplex, and this is back in 2010. And I've met three times with the Planning and Zoning Commission about the fact of people own duplexes in Caney County. We have to title it as a condominium, which means we're required to have assessments and all this other stuff.
Right.
And because of the fact that I bought this as an investment, but because of the fact it's a condominium, you got to pay a higher rate, and if you want to sell it, you got to pay 30% down. So one of the things we've been trying to do is to maybe work on the code to where we could call it a patio home, where it would get 100% financing on it and some other things. So
I think that actually is on the agenda. I thought.
Well, I've
Planning and Zoning, I thought, had it on the agenda actually to discuss that tonight.
Oh, is it?
I believe so.
I don't know. Anyway, that's something that Harry Styron that we hired wrote a couple of years ago, and I just wanted to leave those documents with you this morning.
Would you remind me of your name again?
Jess Coker.
Yes. I have
C-O-K-E-R. Here's my card.
I have info from you before.
Yeah,
thank you, sir.
You have. And I met with Bob actually as well.
Okay.
And I think one of the requirements was the firewall and all the things that we've got to have firewall in them. I've given plans and so forth. So anyway, I just wanted to appreciate you letting us out.
We'll get to you all in about 10 minutes, 15 minutes.
Thank you.
I'm going to run this out and ask the clerk if she needs something formal.
Definitely.
I'll be right back.
I've got an issue I'm going to talk to you about in the executive session.
Where did you say the coffee was? Where did you say the coffee was?
He's walking that way.
I'll show you.
You were saying that before we approve the legal, I'd like to talk about an executive session.
Before we put it to accounts payable?
Yeah.
Okay.
You mean go into executive session?
No.
Just
when we go into.
Oh, so we're going to hold them back?
Yeah. It may be. It's
Nikki's the one who codes this.
Mm-hmm. Well, Joanna is going to come in and talk to us with her about it. It's all a matter of coding on
right.
The thing, Jim, but it's something that it didn't look right the way whenever I looked through it. So it should. It'd be on the first page or two there, is where it's at. So.
Yeah, it's fuel. When I drove, it was cheaper to drive the.
How you doing,
buddy?
Not.
Just a little reminder, we've gotten several calls.
Which one? I've explained on this, on the yeah, I talked to the attorney
okay.
About it.
Well, we've gotten like three or four calls this last week from
Microsoft. Yeah, I talked to the attorney. I've got that all figured
okay,
out.
So it's going to be cruising.
Yeah, I say one vote is.
Well, we got the response from the attorney
okay.
Last week, which we were waiting for.
No. You pretty well explained it. But I think we're going to have to change that something. We're going to have to change that.
Well, it's the same
line or some terminology on the line that covers both of them. Okay. I think it's...
Well, probably it's a...
He knows what it is and everything.
Yeah, I know. It's fuel.
Melissa was the other one.
Fuel. Probably for her, too, isn't it? For a company, for a county vehicle?
Yeah, that's what I told you. It's the budget line stuff. A line type of fuel.
Right. Right.
Pulled out of the line that's labeled that instead of actually being miles.
It's actually fuel for mileage, but... So we're going to hold it and then vote on it afternoon then?
Well, because there's another person or two involved in it, I was just going to talk to Biz about the executive session and get it explained to you.
So,
be all right?
That's fine, 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just need to wait a minute.
I told her that I may want to have her come and...
Well, that's fine.
...go through some other...
Can I see your minutes whenever you're done, Danny?
Uncle James? What? No. You from Sam?
Yeah.
No, it's till evening, and they saw one doe, and she didn't shoot quick. She didn't shoot, but missed an opportunity looking at her head on, I guess. She's doing pretty good. It's different having a 10-year-old living there. No, she's not. She can't.
Oh, I was going to say sat out there.
Out of the east.
Wow.
The old terminology that the hunters used to use around the belt was the wind out of the east runs the least.
Isn't that something?
Yeah. It's a barometric pressure that it is. When you build a fire, the smoke comes right straight up. The scent carries the barometric pressure and the wind's out of the east. It lowers the barometric pressure to the point that it pushes the smoke right down the end of the ground. Scent will come off the ground.
I'll be done with it. That's something I've never known.
Yeah.
Of course, there's something every day I find out.
Well, we have to pay attention to every side of that. I'm over 12 years, and I pay attention to it every day.
I call Tech Sam, telling the deer running wild out. We're supposed to get what? 3 inches of rain
tonight.
This evening?
Yeah, we're in a flash flood watch.
Oh, let me tell him.
Why is this highlighted? Why would that be highlighted? Is that something you did?
It was highlighted when it came to me this morning.
Yeah, I was just curious why.
You gave me that motion.
Oh, I gave you the motion. That's why.
That's good.
Okay. Okay, it was something that was lacking, then you got you. Okay.
Today.
That's...
Guys, that looks fine. Two things. The first one is one of our current insurance people, which is with Aflac, came in, saw me end of week, and asked if the supervisor, or I don't know what the position is, manager, etc., could chat with, I thought he'd said department heads and so forth, to tell them about changes and
right.
so forth. So I asked who's going to be in the benefits fair. Yes, they're going to be there too, but there's just not enough time to talk to people about existing policies. And so I had him work with Nikki to set up a time that they can bring in department heads, potential, and chat with them for the
right.
time I wanted to do that. And apparently, in scheduling with Nick, they wanted to do meetings with employees. They temporarily, or for now, set it up on the 29th. Here's the copy of what it is. I questioned it this morning. I said, well, I feel comfortable about saying that someone who has an existing policy can talk to department heads, but I don't know about it. I want to run it by the commission. It's Bill.
I don't know why I didn't help day that we're
it is going to be here. It's just not enough time to talk about existing policies because you're going through talking to everybody is what was explained to me. And I believe that's probably the case.
About coming by and making sure everybody's gotten their, you know, if they've had their yearly physicals and stuff and gotten their bills submitted together.
I know he really works at it.
Yeah. Here's the deal. I know that he's
it's a lot of time. Right.
Has come to employ.
A lot of times.
If it was just you know,
the department heads, or I mean, if he wants to have a presentation to all the employees at one time.
Well, that's what he meant. Not individually employ a half hour, but different employees can come in for a half hour. So there might be 30 of them in here at 1 half hour.
How many hours?
I don't know, but we can certainly limit that.
So I mean, if we just did
two, got a 2 hour stint, and they've got to be here for 1 half hour of that time.
Yeah, I mean that's fine. But I just don't.
I don't have any problem with him doing just exactly what he's done in the last 10 years. Here's, I guess, I know basically what I think. It'll be 3 years. No.
What they've done was to set up in here. We'll bring those that want to come in and sit in for this presentation can do it all at once, not a half hour for every single employee. That would take weeks.
Are you saying just existing policies?
As I understand, well, I don't
know. Anybody wants to probably. I actually don't know. It doesn't say.
Since there have been many changes in addition to the portfolio, including.
We
did that
done. Well, then, yeah. I tried to say.
Right.
On this plan now that we don't have them come in on that health day or whatever they call it today.
Benefits fair.
And they can take care of that. And I tried to explain that to them that that's true. And I know that it's a great benefit for them to come in and tell employees that they have money's due them that they haven't even turned in. And he takes care of them. Very, very.
Well, let me bring this back up to us again after a while.
This is the payroll taxes. Someone's not here. She's sick, so I had to finish those up for her this morning.
To make you guys aware, I have a petition before us. I'll pass that to you that I got received personally also on Friday regarding ROW. One thing looked at. Not anything we're going to run through today, but. Okay, let me grab Ron real quick, and then we'll take public comment. Yes, babe.
I saw that.
So we're required to do that. Not only that, but they start filing in December. We need to ASAP Donna's okay to go ahead and have Patsy give us some options to look at.
I agree.
To redistrict, which we're required to do every 10 years.
I didn't even understand that.
I know they don't have any responsibility on that. We do.
We do. I think it would be smart on our part to invite them in for discussion.
Yeah, I thought maybe they submitted something. We did.
Maybe they could work with Don and Patsy.
Yeah.
Would that be okay? Jim's that aren't with you? That the ambulance district itself worked with
yes.
Donna and
yep.
Patsy.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm good with the minutes. I'm going to be postponing this till 1 o'clock then. Accounts payable, is that what you want, Danny?
Yeah.
Okay.
We got to have it today. So
our next time after the executive is 1 o'clock, when Pat will be here.
Well, we've got a 11 o'clock too, right?
Yeah, but we won't let someone come out of the executive.
Oh, I see.
We got to discuss it in executive.
Gentlemen, can we move into public comment? Mr. Nichols?
Yes, sir.
If you come up to the microphone.
Yes,
I'm Bob Nichols. I live at 1072 Iowa Colony Road. And the county just overlaid our road and made it wider and striped it. And it just looks fantastic. And I want to thank you commissioners and the county. It made our property more valuable. It's just really a nice road. But they created two big problems to us, little problems to y'all. And we all three live right close together, and directly across from my driveway is a big hill with buildings on it, real high ceiling buildings. And of course, they have the gutters just like mine does, and takes the water to the back. Well, we had a good deep ditch over there that handled the water. I had zero problem. But the county was nice enough for everybody that would buy a culvert, they would put it in for them, and that's a good thing. I live about two blocks from 165, and they put four in there. I mean, that's a nice thing. But they put one, a 30-foot in, right across from my driveway. And as soon as they did it, I asked one of the workers who the foreman was, and they told me it was Devin, real nice young man, and I talked to him. I said, Devin, that water has got to come right off of that hill, right across that driveway, right into mine. He said, well, yeah, you know, it looks like it will. And I said, it's nice that you do things for people, but you got to look and see what it's going to do to somebody else when you do. Well, that offended him. He just turned around and walked off. That was my first mistake. And then just a little bit after that, we had that big rain, a 4-inch rain, and the water come right on across, and I have roses, a rose little garden right here on the side, and it washed all the mulch off and trenches in the soil. And I have a retainer wall, those real big rocks, retainer walls. Then I have more lawn down there. And it made hole down behind my rocks and washed the mud out on my other lawn. And in time, it will wash my retainer wall away. It'll take several big rains, and we've got plenty of time, but something's got to be done about it. And I just, part of the water comes over on me. The other goes right down the street, the side of mine, right into these guys' yards. And they had 8 inches of water standing in their front yard with the big rain. Now, a shower don't bother nobody, but with the big rain, it's a bad problem. Plus, this winter, in front of my house and all behind my house where the water goes to, it's going to be solid ice. It'll be dangerous even driving down the road. But you can see, and I'm sorry, you can see the water keep coming across the, I mean, you can see it. And two hours after it quits raining, it just comes steady flow across. But I have a cement driveway that sets up about an inch above the road. And so that made it go down and go right up the ditch to the back of my house. Well, now since they overlaid it, the road's up a little bit higher than my driveway. So I'm going to really get it down. The other problem that in redoing our road created, it took about half of the ditch in front of my neighbor's house. And it's not a deep ditch on our side of the road. It is on the other, but it's just kind of a dip ditch, I'd say. And it took half of it, so it can't handle the water. There's right beside of this culvert I'm telling y'all about, there's a gravel road coming out, a private road. And water comes off of it and comes over on them, too. And I'm just kind of talking for them now, but I'm there and I know what's going on. So after the rain, I called out the county and asked to talk to the manager. The lady said, well, I don't know which one, what you need to talk to. What is your problem? I started telling her about this, and she just jumped all over me. And so I just hung up, and I called my commissioner, Mr. Jim Stroffe's mm-hmm. office, and talked to Julian. Of course, she's just a sweetheart. Mm-hmm. And she got immediate action. She had Devin to come bring in my doorbell next morning at 8 o'clock. And I said, Devin, this did what I told you it's going to do. That water just, I mean, it's really flooding. And he said, well, we're going to do something. I don't know exactly what to do. Maybe a skirt. I said, what's a skirt? Well, it's a speed bump. Well, I know what a speed bump is because I've owned several mobile home parks and we have to slow the people down. We're always building. In a good speed bump might help a lot. But they come out last week, and they just stuck. You have to roll any asphalt that you work to make it stay. And they just put some down like a trench, they put a row of asphalt over
like
there.
Like a berm.
Yeah. And somebody's already pulled in there once or twice. It's 2 or 3 inches high. But when they pull in there, it's about an inch high now. And all it's going to do when we get a hard rain is wash that over on my driveway. That's brilliant. And after I talked to Mr. Stroffus, in 3 or 4 days, there was 3 or 4 men come out. I still work, I'm 74, but I still work a little. And I'm gone a lot of the time. But Pete is there all the time. He talked to him. And I think Randy, I never talked to Randy, but Randy was there, and Pete said he just fighting mad. I did that. I caused this by calling the commissioner's office, and I understand that. Nobody likes for somebody to go around them to the boss. But I created that problem by calling your office. So we've got to. Now, if they put a real good speed bump in there, I think it might take care of a lot of it. Then you still got the road problem with that gravel road coming out where the water drains down on them, but that's all I got to say. I think Pete Pete's the one that's talked to the... They know, there's no use them coming and talking to us. They know well what the situation is. But I just think now they're kind of picking at me, and I don't blame them, because I called your office. But that lady over at the highway department was, I'm too old to take that kind of abuse, you know what I'm saying? Maybe she had a bad day, I understand that too, you know. I thank y'all, and we really appreciate that road y'all did.
Thank you, sir.
We don't respond to this, but I would like for these gentlemen, if they have time, to sit in on our 9:30 meeting.
We have plenty of time, sir.
We have a Golden Bridge meeting at 9:30.
Okay.
And we could get to the bottom of part of this and maybe get to some solution to the problem.
Mr. Stottle brought this up to us and all that, but yeah, 9:30. We have a Road and Bridge staff meeting at 9:30.
We don't want to get in an argument with the county board.
We're not going to. You can just listen, and I'm sure we'll be bringing this up in our session. So,
okay,
if you want to listen and hear firsthand what's going on,
I appreciate you.
You bet,
Mr. Travis.
We'll be here.
Mr. Peterson.
It's Bob Peterson, live at 1042 Iowa Colony, just down the hill from you. And it's that lot situation, you know. If I had to do over again, I wouldn't have got in there, but that's the way it is. And the water problem was, it was borderline before this started. And now it's, 8 inches between the two porches. So that water's going into the foundation, and I don't think them county boys, they know what the hell they're doing, but you can't troubleshoot a water problem with a sun out. That ain't going to work.
Right.
But you can see the gravel. I can show you and you. And once they put that 30-foot culvert on the left side of the road, they'll drain in that 5 acres up there, that subdivision, right across that 30, what he said. Mm-hmm. And then that private road, and like you said over here, if we go to that road, they know what's going on. And
right.
I've talked to them 2 months. And that Janine, your secretary.
Jillian. Uh-huh.
Jillian. Boy, she said, you want to talk to the commissioner on Monday? I said, yeah. Because they told me, said, we can't do nothing until the commissioner okays it. So I understand that. But once they put that culvert in, all that pea gravel went into this ditch. You know what? It filled it right up. And then 2 foot of the road expanded. They dug it out with a backhoe, compacted it. And now you cut the capacity of the ditch. It's got to go someplace.
Right.
But it's pretty serious, you know. I appreciate that. Is a good road. You guys did a good job.
Okay.
That's all I got. He's covered most of it.
Okay, thank you.
With the permission of you guys today, I think it would be good on our part to make sure that this is the first issue that's brought up at that meeting so that these gentlemen don't have to wait for an hour and a half.
Right.
Okay.
But they know the problem. Because I've been up there and we talked to, we can do this, we can do that, we can do this.
Right.
But they can't do nothing until the commissioner gives them a work order.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
I'd like to call to order this meeting of the Taney County Commission Monday, November 21st, 2011. Call on Commissioner Straffes for an opening prayer.
Everyone, please rise. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. Father, we thank you for the much-needed rain. And Father, we thank you for the blessings you've bestowed on this county, Father. We ask for guidance and wisdom today as we conduct business, not only just for the county, but Father, for the state and for the federal government. Father, you said that if we ask, you will freely give to us the wisdom and discernment. And so we are asking, Father, for guidance in today's meetings, in this week's meetings. We're also, Father, we're asking for safety for anybody traveling to see family or friends this Thanksgiving weekend, to be with them. Let the let the drivers be aware, and there'll be no fatalities on our highways in this state, Father. We ask also to lift up the veterans and also those active serving right now across the world, Father. We thank you for their willingness to serve. We ask you to protect them and comfort their families as they're going to be separated from this holiday. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Commissioner Strahan, if you'll lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First order of business is previous meeting minutes.
Motion to approve 11-9, 11-15 with corrections and changes.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve County Commission minutes dated 11-9 and 11-15 with corrections and changes. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Accounts payable.
Motion to postpone to a definite time accounts payable to 1 p.m. November 21st.
Second. I want to ask, is that going to cause any difficulty with check?
I think as long as they go out today, I think it's the biggest thing.
No problem.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded to postpone to a definite time of 1 p.m. accounts payable. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. I would assume that with that was journal entries and transfers.
We can approve the transfers. It's just paper usage. That's all right.
That's all right.
Motion to approve journal entries and transfers.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve journal entries and transfers. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. County Board appointments.
Motion to appoint Mark Trimble to the to a new four-year term for the airport, county airport.
I put an ending date on that, Jim.
I don't have it. It's whatever his term, whenever it's. I think it expires the end of this year, if I'm not mistaken. So. Okay, so it would be 12/31 of 2015.
You know what reason I asked to do that? Because it didn't work.
Especially it didn't say. That's a
but it will expire in the four-year terms. So it's going to expire at the end of this year.
I second the motion.
Motion's been made and seconded to appoint Mark Trimble to reappoint Mark Trimble to the airport board with an expiring term of 12/31/14. Is that right, or is it 15?
15,
excuse me.
Yes. That'd be the 15. Yep.
Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Data sharing agreement with the Village of Saddlebrook. This has been reviewed by council, and he approves it as to form.
I believe it's an annual.
And there
contract.
Is a copy with us. It says it's entered into the 2nd of November 2011, so that must be when it expired as well.
Annual contract.
Is there a motion to approve the data sharing agreement with the Village of Saddlebrook?
I have some concerns about it myself.
Okay.
I don't understand with 13 lots laying in Saddlebrook that lay in Tanga County why there would be a need for them to have a total data sharing agreement with us.
What I'll do then, let's just postpone till 1 o'clock. It gives us time to get through the, for us to have.
Who's requesting it?
Patsy. Alexander.
That's who it would have went to. She's received a request from Saddlebrook.
Village of Saddlebrook, correct.
But this is different than what we would have with other counties that needed the same.
I think it's the same agreement, sir.
It's the same agreement.
It's the same type of agreement. We're just sharing. But if you want to ask Patsy some questions, I can. I have no problem postponing it until 1 o'clock.
Okay.
Is all right?
No, and the license is for use. It's not. We're not selling.
Correct.
Any data.
Right.
But go ahead with your motion.
Motion to postpone to a definite time of 1 p.m. data sharing agreement with Village of Saddlebrook.
I'll second. I want to explain myself.
Motion's been made and seconded to postpone the data sharing agreement with Village of Saddlebrook for discussion at 1 p.m. Discussion.
When we do these with other counties, they're so that some information cannot be sold to other entities that we have. I cannot understand why a village that has 13 lots that lay within Taney County would need the accessibility of the county records to profit. If they need some little thing that goes with the 13 lots, I think there could be an agreement. This is a data sharing agreement that would open the door for other things, and that's the reason it's a legal contract, so it can't be sold. That's with any county that we do. We have one with Ozark, and we have one with Christian County. Why can't they get it from Christian County?
Nikki, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Would you see that Patsy's here for that 1 o'clock meeting?
If you guys don't have any concerns about it, then I don't.
Well, under any of the agreements, the individuals don't have a right. Let's read it. To resell, redistribute, or sublicense in digital form, but they have the right to do it in hard copy. So any county that we do this with, or the county if it's requested, somebody can receive that in hard copy. But we need to have her explain the difference, if in fact there is a difference, and we'll all better understand it.
It's fine.
We have posted county board website posting.
Did we vote? Hey, Ron, we didn't vote. We have a motion to postpone.
All those in favor of postponing to 1 o'clock, definite time, the data sharing agreement with Village of Saddlebrook, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Thank you, Lynn. County board website posting.
I believe this is the request that from other political subdivisions wanting to be able to use our county website to post, basically creating a tab for them to be able to put some pertinent information on our website, such as meeting time, meeting minutes, things like that. But we have never allowed separate entities like that to be on our website. And I think it's a request from senior board or library board? Senior board.
Well, it was a request from an individual who had emailed me that would like to know if it could in fact be put on the website. My answer to him was, I will look into county policy regarding posting for other political entities on the county website. At first blush, I would guess the county does not post other entities' meetings. I will bring the issue up and send an answer back as soon as practicable. So I had asked for this to come forth. That was from Mr. Tate. I mean, there are a lot of political subdivisions that are within county, and we're really, if it's an appointed board, I liked your comment before. If we had a button, they could go to their information if they updated it. But
is that I see no reason why they couldn't have a tab on it. Mm-hmm. But if it is the county held responsible for anything that might appear on there that
well,
where that might be a mistake as far as meeting times or what I'm getting at
content.
Is content of something that where it was state regulated as far as timing of certain events or certain messages that should be sent. Has the county got any?
I'm sure the county has liability on most everything. My comment would be that we'd set restrictions and we do actually do the posting. Once we set it up, it doesn't take much to post. And we could set guidelines such as who are the current board members with their email addresses, the minutes, next meeting, because they already work with Nikki and Jillian to post their meetings as required by state law. So I'm not looking for opinions on what they're asking for. If anything, I would be saying it's this is the meeting time, these are previous minutes, and maybe what statutes they're operating under. But nothing, my concern is if someone was going to use it for public opinion and things like that, that's not what I'm looking for. And I don't think that was the request, but we just put restrictions of what we would allow on there. That's why I didn't really have any issues with it. And that helps the citizens be able to come to one central spot to find out what's going on in the county.
Are you willing to make a motion in that effect, or what are you trying
to do? No, I'm willing to do that. I mean, what I probably would like to do first is get with Mark down in IT and just make sure, and I'd like to have the parameters set that there is, it limits the exposure of the county for liability. So what I'd like to do is maybe just postpone this till reschedule this for next week and give me time to talk to Mark and come up with basically a template. If it's very structured and it's the same template for everybody, then it reduces our cost and our time to update.
I would suggest at least 2 weeks because you're not going to have time this week to talk with Mark.
In 2 weeks.
While you're having that discussion, let's also chat about perhaps some verbiage that would be educational to those that are utilizing the website, because there's a lot of people that think because Taney County's name is associated with a district that it's a county mm-hmm. district, such as Taney County Public Water District, mm-hmm. and the county doesn't have anything to do with that, mm-hmm. and or Taney County Fair, or and others that utilize the name Taney County. And if they're on our website, we're going to start getting a lot of calls, quite frankly, unless we have something of explanation in there that this is an autonomous political subdivision that makes their own decisions and you need to contact them directly.
A kind of standard disclaimer kind of thing.
If you'd infuse that into your discussion.
Sure.
Thank you.
And where does it stop would be the question.
Okay.
If you've got a free website, if you've got Taney County attached to it, where does it stop?
And that we can all have that discussion when,
right.
once we get the – that's those are all good questions. Though.
Nikki, do you see anything else on the agenda that we need to touch on before we go into a staff departmental update with Roden Bridge?
No. You have to wait about 10 minutes. You have to go into recess.
Sorry, what?
We're early.
You have to go into recess. You have 10 minutes until you can start that meeting.
Go ahead, sir.
I've got a request and it's no fault of anyone's, the openness is fine, but because there has been some employees' names mentioned, I would request that we go into an emergency executive session for that discussion to find out what's actually went on at the location, or do you think it's necessary?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, we're going to be talking here with a staff meeting.
I don't think we need to go into
it. I think we can discuss it at 11.
We want to hold off till exec, we can do that. But.
That'll be fine. I just was trying to protect both interests. These gentlemen have come forward with an issue, and we have our personnel here, and that's my only thought.
Your thoughts, Jim?
I think we can just curb the conversation at 9:30 to omit people's names, and then if we find out we need to have a personnel discussion, we can do it at 11 on our regular schedule. So I think we'll be fine.
All right. I'm just trying to follow the rules the best I can.
We'll stand in recess until 9:30.